here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
The Samud convoy and the Israeli attack on Iran are interconnected. Report about the Samud convoy stops in its way to Gaza and the Israeli attacks on Iran. In the early hours of today, the Israeli occupation launched large-scale airstrikes on Iran, a dangerous development that transformed what is already a genocidal campaign in Palestine into a regional war with unforeseeable consequences, warned this Friday Levia Campesina. This marks a new phase in a long-standing colonial project, now fueled by imperialist impunity, aimed not only at crushing Palestinian resistance, but also at destabilizing the entire region through military aggression, collective punishment, and political domination, added the official communication of the world's largest peasant movement. At the center of this dangerous moment stands the Samud convoy, a powerful act of grassroots international solidarity launched from Tunisia with the aim of reaching Rafah in the Gaza Strip. The convoy was stopped in eastern Libya by the authorities in Benghazi near Sirte, preventing it from continuing its journey. Levia Campesina urgently calls on the authorities in Benghazi to facilitate the passage of the convoy in accordance with the warm welcome it has received from the Libyan people. We hold the Egyptian government fully responsible politically, legally, and morally for the safety and freedom of all participants in the Samud convoy and the global march to Gaza, whether currently held at the airport or traveling toward Rafah by land, sea, or air. Real World Radio interviewed Hatem Awini, representative of the Million Rural Women and the Landers in Tunisia, organization member of La Via Campesina, which has been involved in the organization of the convoy for months. Hatem, also a member of the regional secretariat of La Via Campesina in the Arab and North Africa region, was part of the Samud convoy and speaks about the links between the solidarity movement and the attacks by Israeli today in Iran.
We are interviewing Hatem Awini. He is a member of the Million Rural Women and the Landless from Tunisia, an organization which is part of La Via Campesina. And Hatem is also a member of the regional secretariat of La Via Campesina of the Arna region, which is Arab and North Africa region. Hatem, first thing, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much to you for the invitation and giving us the opportunity to address our brothers and sisters and comrades in the region of Latin America.
Perfect, Hatem, thank you. Well, the first thing that I would like to share with our listeners is that you, as some other members from the organization that you represent, that, as we said, is the Million Rural Women and the Landless, were part of the organization of the Samud convoy, a powerful act of grassroots international solidarity. This convoy that was launched from Tunisia with the aim of reaching Rafah in the Gaza Strip and was stopped in eastern Libya by the authorities in Benghazi near Sirte, preventing it from continuing its journey to Rafah. You were there, Hatem, and we will speak about that. But the first thing that I would like to consult you today is, how are you feeling and what is the, well, how is your organization reading the situation in the region today, particularly after the attacks of Israel on Iran's facilities and killing many people and including civilians? How did you wake up today?
Thank you very much again. And in fact, your introduction about the convoy and the question about the Israeli attacks on Iran, I think, are linked and are interconnected, because we feel first that the convoy that we are organizing with other partners and allies comes in the right moment, because we decided to make a popular and grassroots initiative and action to bring the international solidarity to its highest level, to say stop genocide, to say stop the war, and to say stop the Israeli aggressions. And in the same day when the convoy was stopped, Israel commits another crime, which is the attack, the air strikes against Iran, and the assassination of highest and military leaders and highest level scientists. We feel that this is another atrocity. that it is another proof of the injustice that Israel is committing in the region. This is really a very dangerous attack against Iran and against the region. It is an escalation of war because we think that the attack is threatening not only peace in the region, but in all over the world after the genocide of Gaza and West Bank in Palestine, after the attacks against Lebanon, after the invasion of Syria and the attacks against Yemen today, and for the second or third time, Israel is attacking Iran. This is a cause of instability in the region, and this might be a cause of a worldwide war. That's why million rural women, as part of La Via Campesina, that represents millions of rural women and peasants and fisher folks and original people, we have declared this morning the situation of extreme alert, political alert, and moral alert due to the grave situation. This attack is a violation of the sovereignty of Iran. It is a violation of the Iranian people. But it is also a proof that Israel has the imperialist impunity and cover of USA, US imperialism, and European imperialism. That's why we feel more injustice, but we feel proud that the convoy is to say stop the genocide in Gaza, but today it will say stop the Israeli attacks on Iran and on all the peoples of the region, whether Lebanese people, whether Iranian people.
You know, Hatem, there is a statement that was launched by La Via Campesina in which La Via Campesina says that this attack of Israel is destabilizing the entire region through military aggression, collective punishment, and political domination, speaking about this attack to Iran's facilities, but also what's happening in Palestine. As a person from the region, representing an organization from the region, what are your fears, your most important worries, let's say, in terms of this last attack in Iran? And if you have any kind of news or update that you could give us that has happened during the day and could be important for the people to know about what happened today, Haitham.
Thanks again for the question. And we, as a member of La Via Campesina, we fully agree of the ICC statement, that it is indeed a risk. It is indeed a danger of war and aggression in the region. Our fears is that, unfortunately, that if Iran got rid of Syria, that was something which is very risky to Palestine, because Syria, which is the truth, was helping and was supporting the Palestinian and Lebanese resistance. But now, if Israel is attacking Iran and attacking the nuclear centers and its scientists, that means they are working to topple down the Iranian regime. We do believe that would be a really a big hit, a big attack to the Palestinian resistance and Lebanese resistance. We, as a progressive and revolutionary, we have hope in the resistance, because we think that, unfortunately, Israel do not listen to peace, do not listen to the voices of peace. And Yasser Arafat, the martyr Yasser Arafat, the former president of Palestine, he experienced a peace process with Israeli, and it led to nothing. That's why it is only resistance that will really clean the ground for the liberation and victory. That's why we have a lot of fears that if we lose Iran, we will lose a lot of hope.
Let's talk about the Samud convoy. It was trying to reach Rafah, started the journey in Tunisia. But the convoy, as we were saying at the beginning, was stopped in eastern Libya, in Benghazi. By the way, in the statement of La Via Campesina is urgently calling the authorities in Benghazi to facilitate the passage of the convoy in accordance with the warm welcome that was done to La Via Campesina from the Libyan people. And also La Via is saying that we hold the Egyptian government fully responsible politically, legally and morally for the safety and freedom of all participants in the Samud convoy and the global march to Gaza. So when did the convoy start the journey? Remind us, please, Hatem.
Well, thank you very much again for this opportunity to talk about the convoy, to talk about Palestine and for the solidarity from Latin American region that have always been with Palestine and with the region in all of our struggles. Let me come back to the preparations of the convoy to tell you and to tell your listeners that we started this few months ago when there was escalation of killings and massacres and escalation of the genocide and escalation of using starvation as a weapon of arms. And then with coming of Trump, we speaking of the Riviera of Gaza. And hence we said that we need really to do something practical. We organized a lot of protests. We took the streets in all of the countries of the region, but that was not enough. And with the failure of the government in the region to really fight for the stopping of genocide, we said the convoy can be really a good response. And in coordination with the global march to Gaza, we said that let's go together. And the appointment was June the 14th with the Matilda ship, which is part of the flotilla. We agreed to go together from the sea and then from air, people who will come to Egypt and to take the land and to take the road from Tunisia, because we have Tunisia, to Libya and then to Egypt. Brothers and sisters came from Algeria on the 8th of June, and on the 9th, 5 a.m., we gathered in Tunis and then took the road to Libya. Let me tell you that what is more important for us is that from the very beginning, we felt that we already succeeded. Because believe me, my brother, I hope that you could see the photos and the videos, and we can transfer that to you. There were hundreds of thousands of people who took the roads to salute the convoy. It was something unbelievable. And if to not exaggerate, it's maybe tens of thousands, and probably if you calculate all of them, there were hundreds of thousands of people who didn't come with us, but who have the feeling of incapacity, of not having the arms to fight, not having the statements, and that they said, this is the convoy that might be really having the highest voice. Then with the comrades and brothers from Algeria came Tunisians, too many Tunisians, a lot of buses, a lot of cars, and now we are about 2,500 Tunisians, Algerians, Mauritanians and Libyans who were unbelievable. In the western part of Libya, it was unbelievable, and it was really popular support. People brought food, people brought even the gorgeous camels just as a sign of generosity, and give bread and food to people and chanting the slogans of freedom together. Then the convoy continued its road with a lot of solidarity from the Libyan people, with a lot of determination. But unfortunately, when we arrived, the cameras arrived to search close to Benghazi in the eastern part of Egypt. Unfortunately, it was stopped. And today, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Eastern Government of Libya, he declared in the Tunisian radio that it is only a matter of administrative procedures, and they will let the convoy pass. We hope so, because we think that our message is not against any Libyan government or Egyptian government, because that's other issues. We know that Libya is split. We know that Libya is suffering from civil war, but it is very important that during the convoy, there was no bullet that was shot in Libya, because both all of the Libyans are unified for the Palestinian cause. And today, unfortunately, with this repression stopping the convoy, the Egyptian government seems unfortunately not to allow the convoy, and now they are unfortunately stopping the activists from all over the world who succeeded to come to Egypt to go to Rafah, and they are arresting people and confiscating their passports. That's why, on behalf of million rural women and the landless member of La Via Campesina, and on behalf of La Via Campesina, we call the Eastern government of Libya to really open the frontiers to the convoy. And we kindly ask the Egyptian government also to let the convoy continue its road, because it is a peaceful action and act of solidarity to call for the following. One, to stop and to really put an end to the blockade and to the siege imposed on Gaza, and to open the frontiers and enter the humanitarian aid, the medicines, medications, and food. Secondly, to stop the genocide and to say, basta, we have to stop the genocide. And thirdly, to call for all the peoples in all over the world to come together to Rafah and to come for solidarity, but also to take the streets and have only one slogan: free Palestine, and from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Stop the genocide, and together we will have to make a good sign of solidarity and a strong sign of solidarity. And if we are together from all over the world, we will put an end to this genocide. Though there is a continuation and escalation of war as today of the attack against Iran, we will be fighting together for the people's will that will win, and Palestine that will be free.
A last thing from me, Hatem, and asking you if you could let us know, what's the situation with the people? You were saying that at least tens of thousands of people as part of the Samud convoy, but also the global march to Gaza. What have you heard from your comrades, which are still there? How are they being treated? What could you tell us about that?
Thank you. That's so correct, that the tens of thousands of people were those who came to salute the convoy. The convoy right now is around 3,000 people with their buses and their cars. 3,000 from Tunisia, Libya, and Algeria and Mauritania.
Perfect.
From the news that we are having from the convoy, our brothers and sisters, the comrades, Comrade Turkey Shabi, the president, but also the leaders of the convoy, the situation is peaceful. They are now in a camp around Sirte, taken just in the right of the street. They put their caps, they put their tents and buses, waiting for the approval to continue. It is calm. They received food, they received water from people, and the people showed solidarity. But the authorities now are making a scrutiny. It is a question of security and intelligence, and we understand. And people participating in the convoy, and there are more people coming. They are waiting, they are patient. If the authorities will do their administrative and usual procedures, it's okay. But what is more important is that they let them go. That's why, and continue. That's why what we have seen from the people is that there is a sleepless. The people of the region, and by the way, we called it is a Maghreb convoy. Maghreb is an Arabic word for the whole region of the Tunisia, Libya, Algeria, Morocco, and Mauritania. That's what we call the Maghreb. That means that is the western part of the Arab world. Together, the people of the Maghreb region, the people of the Arab world, are having the same voice with all the people of the whole world to stop the genocide. And as we have always learned from Latin America, when the people are united, we will never lose. How do we say it in Spanish?
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. Exactly.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. And today, the people of the region are united. La Via Campesina is part of this mobilization, but we are with our allies, we are with our people, workers, rural people, and peasants, as well as intellectuals, together in this convoy with the global march, and we will be in the streets. That's why we call the governments of Libya and Egypt to be in the voice of their people and let the convoy continue its route and its path. But we also call for the people of Latin America, as they have always done, from Uruguay, from Colombia, from Brazil, from Bolivia, from all the countries, from Cuba, to take the streets and now say, stop the genocide and let the convoy go to Rafah.
Okay, Hatem, those were the words of Hatem Awini. We said at the beginning, Hatem is our representative of the Million Rural Women and the Landless in Tunisia, an organization which is part of La Via Campesina, and he's also a member of the ARNA region of La Via, which is Arab and North Africa region. He is a member of the regional secretariat of this region of La Via Campesina. Thank you, Hatem, all the solidarity from Uruguay, from Real World Radio, from Friends of the Earth International.
Thank you very much to you. Thank you for this opportunity. Long live solidarity. Thank you.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.